Random House Audio presents That Old Cape Magic by Richard Rousseau. Read for you by Arthur Morey. Part 1. Cape Cod. First Wedding. Chapter 1. A Finer Place. Though the digital clock on the bedside table in his hotel room read 5:17, Jack Griffin, suddenly wide awake, knew he wouldn't be able to get back to sleep. He'd allowed himself to drift off too early the night before. On the heels of wakefulness came an unpleasant realization that what he hadn't wanted to admit yesterday, even to himself, was now all too clear in the solitary pre-dawn dark. He should have swallowed his petulance and waited the extra day for joy. It had been their long-established habit to flee the campus as soon as Griffin taught his last class. Usually, they hopped on the Freedom Trail, his term for I-95, drove to New York and treated themselves by checking into a good hotel. During the day, he would evaluate his small mountain of student portfolios while Joy shopped or otherwise amused herself. And then, evenings, they'd catch up on movies and go to restaurants. The whole thing reminded him of the early years of their marriage back in L.A. It cost a small fortune, but there was something about spending money they didn't really have that made him optimistic about more coming in, which was how it had worked in L.A., and it got him through the portfolios. This year, Kelsey's Cape Cod wedding had royally screwed up their plans, making New York impractical, though he'd been willing to substitute Boston. But Joy, assuming that, thanks to the wedding, all the usual bets were off, had messed things up further by scheduling meetings.